Hello and welcome to another Every Action commentary. It's your commentary for January 2022. I'm your host Zach, and just now we have Chris.
Hello.
And yeah, we are kicking off 2022 by celebrating the anniversary of a classic, quote unquote. So we are watching Free Jack, the Emilio Estevez, Mick Jagger, Anthony Hopkins movie from 1992. It celebrated its 30th anniversary this month. Earlier this month. And yes, we're gonna travel to the far off future of 2009 and watch Emilio Estevez get hunted by Mick Jagger and try to like keep himself from being like erased, like have his mind being taken over by Anthony Hopkins.
I mean, was such a like a complex scheme of events that like you figure at any point in the steps, it's just easier to just do something else.
Yeah. Like they don't have like robot bodies by the in the future of 2009 that is in this movie. I guess we'll get into it.
It. It's a very spoiler-esque thing in the beginning, but there's time travel involved, and then just like
yeah,
but there's mercenary things,
bone jackers. Like Mick Jagger's a bone jacker. So yeah, so. It's on HBO Max. That's where we're watching right now. I mean, you also obviously just grab like a DVD of it, or I don't even know if it does have a Blu-ray. So which is kind of surprising, but I guess everything has a Blu-ray at this point. There's a company's releasing anything and everything on Blu-ray now. But yeah, get a copy, and then we are paused at zero right before the Warner Brothers logo comes up. So just go ahead and get to that point. And then I will give a countdown. We'll get started here. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Are we like going in the future or like a fantasy world? Oh, now it's futuristic.
Now the computers are taking over.
Yeah. And they're getting jazzy.
Free jazz. Is there a reason why also this movie's called Free Jack?
Well, I think they explain it, but I think when Emilio Estevez ends up in the like when he's on the run as like a person from the past, like he's a free jack.
Like it happens so often that there's a term for these escape people.
Yeah, the people that like blast the past, like that blast the future, or like they escape so much, is like there's a term for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so they're not good at this. Where
yeah.
Basically, a free. That's just like, oh, he's a free jack.
Yeah, they need like dedicated mercenaries to like hunt them down, and then they escape all the time. Apparently, so
they're bad. Like it's just a bad term. It's just like, oh, you messed up somewhere. Where basically,
if you could teleport them to the future, why couldn't you just teleport them into like a prison cell or something? Or like, yeah.
I mean, again, logically, there's a lot of things that like they sort of don't. They gloss over, but because you're supposed to focus about like the fugitive part of this movie, but yeah. the like organization is just sloppy as hell. Immortality Inc. So that makes more sense. Like the short story is just about like the company that offers that like immortality. Are all the photos of the same event?
Man, that was a good night. Oh.
That was an egg timer. How many movies lately have there been about, like, race car drivers that it wasn't, like Talladega Nights?
I mean, there was, like, the, what was it, Rush or whatever with Hemsworth? Wasn't there based on, like, real, like, it's, like, real life?
Yeah, it's, like, real life stories. Kind
of, yeah. Also, it's weird that he's like a Formula One like indie racer. Like you think he'd be like a like NASCAR. Sort of...
Yeah, it's like a European circuit, and then it's like in America. F1 was not popular in America. Like it's still not.
No.
I know F1 cars are very like. They're faster than NASCAR driving,
mm-hmm.
But it's not even like what's that desert one? Like Le Mans, like
was Baja. It's like off-road.
That's rally cars.
Yeah, there's Le Mans. That's like Euro, it's like the 24-hour one.
Yeah.
Which that was probably the last big racing movie was like Ford versus Ferrari.
In most of those race movies, everything more dramatic happens, like, off the track half the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In any action movie, whenever the girlfriend or wife just, like, declares, like, deep love out of nowhere,
yeah,
death sentence. I do like in 10 years that racetrack is just still there, but it's like housing the homeless.
Well, I think it's like 20 years. It's like slightly under 20 years. It's like 18 years or something. Cause it's like 91 to 2009.
That's only 10. It's not 2018. It's 20, like 29. So only 10 year difference.
No, it'd be eight.
Oh, no, you're right.
8 years would be 99 plus 10 more.
Oh, so like, so it is like 18 it's like eight, years. Wow. 18,
it's 18 years in the future when you get sucked into the future. Man, I want a Miller.
Oh, what's the? He's the lead singer of what band? Like. It's funny because I remember watching this guy, like this mm-hmm. actor, from like Mr. Nanny.
It's Buster Poindexter.
Buster Poindexter, that's it. It's fun. This movie has two musicians.
You think Mick was just like, "Hey, I know Buster Poindexter. He'll probably be in the movie too."
David Johnson, yep. Johansson, who's still alive and kicking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll also get, like, Jonathan Banks shows up later, too.
Yeah, and, like, just a background guy, I think.
And I think it's going to be, like, his, like weird, like, Jonathan Banks with hair, too.
Yeah, okay, so around this time, you're still, like, known for, like, the New York Dolls. I mean, I think right around this time, he made that song, Hot, Hot, Hot. Oh, no, no, that was 10 years prior.
Yeah.
Man, advanced 3D graphics.
Yeah, look.
The future is now.
So they have like a recording of like every like you just like they have a recording of everything that happened in the past.
So I'm confused by like the time travel rules. Like it has to be like the location of where it happens, and then
I guess they have to be where they're trying to suck the person from or something.
And then it has to be that like a year or something. Like very they could do this at any time, couldn't they?
Well, they got to do it when the person's gonna die. So,
but they could have done this like any time in the future, basically. As soon as they develop the technology, they do this weird net thing. I like the Willy Wonka like prep team that's over there.
Yeah.
So if you saw, this was New York. They're racing in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Where in New York is this? Because they're like in Manhattan. If you saw where they're driving, they're like, it's Manhattan they're in. And then they go to like, because he escapes to like regular.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how physically that happened. He had to hit a
He ran over the other guy's tire and then, like.
So, when he crashed in midair before he died, he had a heart attack?
Okay.
That's a cool, like, ER talk. It's like, we want to dance to it, but it's a pulse.
Yeah.
And now some,
Ref would put him in the fridge.
That's also not good for the brain that's going to move into here. Like, you're just going to lobotomize him?
Mm-hmm.
Could it not make that any scarier? All that armor still died.
You probably should wear like tinfoil suits for when you're like shooting electricity at people.
Yeah, like you're conducting electricity already.
Yeah.
So he basically fell into escape from New York.
Yeah, or like the Running Man, or like any Mick Jagger.
Jagger. I love you in the snow.
I kind of disappointed like Mick Jagger didn't write like a Free Jack song for the movie.
I thought he wrote a song like Welcome to My Mind or something.
Did he?
I don't know. I thought he did, but he didn't.
The line he just had would have been like a great like Rolling Stones song, like just a Mick Jagger song, like Get the Meat.
And future Uber sucks. All right, bye, side character.
I don't think, do they ever explain, like, how the world went to shit in, like, 20 years?
I think it was just, like, the New York
warming or whatever. Yeah. I think they get into a little bit later, like, the ozone layer is gone or something.
That doesn't describe all this.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused. It's like 18 years, so that's why I'm like,
yeah.
Everyone looks the same age.
Well, I mean, I think we'll get to when like Rooster comes back, but like, I don't. I feel like I remember they didn't really do anything to like make her look more like 18 years
any
older.
Future? Yeah, no, yeah. Just give her a different haircut.
They might put like some like gray hairs in her hair or something.
Like they weren't 18. That's what I'm kind of confused about. You people.
I do love that, like, this is, like, so fucking common, like, everyone knows what a free check is.
Yeah.
There's just people from the future, the past, just, like, running around everywhere, apparently.
There's a lot of time travelers. It's not, like, a rare occurrence. It's like, oh, yeah. That's just a time traveler now.
Yeah. Welcome to New York.
See, that race took place in New York. Because he's only like four blocks away.
What track is like... Oh, they cut off the name, I guess. This is Land Grand Prix.
Suicide. Do it.
So the future New York just has like more, like slightly more billboards on it.
Like four?
And like one new building, one new giant
new,
building,
like, Freedom Tower. Yeah, it's weird to see Jonathan Banks with hair. Yeah, you really should do an alternative body there.
Yeah. So I guess the spiritual switchboard is where they hold, like, your consciousness, I guess?
I like how it's called a switchboard.
Yeah.
That's just like a spiritual container, like a vessel, just, you know, it's a switchboard, like a phone line.
I want to see, like, the John Wick style, like, like, ladies doing the cable, like, the phone, like, rerouting.
Look at that tactical leather outfit. Hey, when's the last time you saw someone own a Fabergé egg that wasn't a villain?
Yeah.
He's wearing chaps, too.
It's weird to see Mick Jagger try to, like, intimidate Jonathan Banks.
But he says also, like, a singing voice even when he's, like, threatening, so it just seems really smooth.
Well, his accent is just, like, makes him, like, it definitely makes him less intimidating, even though he's, like, in, like, leather. He's like, the greatest bone jacker.
Oh, it's Honey Bunny from, like, Pulp Fiction. Did everyone get a free shotgun in the future? Like, everyone's wielding one.
Yeah. Yep, get the hologram of...
What a strange office.
I got him just like an autographed photo.
Like a bed couch? Like it's got so many like ruffles?
Yeah. And what the hell? What is it? Like it's a car. Like he's got like a.
A vest.
Car? A like, car? Well, I'm just like that thing he's like putting like nuts in or something. But it's like a car nut thing.
Oh. I was about like his like weird medieval armor, future armor thing.
Yeah.
Not even called mind jacking or anything, just.
Yeah.
They really don't know how to use the free jack term correctly. You moved out of New York? This is a great nun, just yep. Positivity. So he was in Brooklyn, like this is Brooklyn, and yeah. Then he's like, I grew up in Brooklyn, so I know that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your free gun. Okay, thanks for coming to church.
At least there's funky fresh tunes still in the future. So it's like dystopian medieval, basically, because it's like a horse-drawn carriage, but also like weird future cars.
Wow. So you know how like Brooklyn is like a hipster hub?
Yeah.
So in the future, it like inverts itself where it becomes like a dive, like unironically.
Mm-hmm. There's me to even shield, Bo.
So in 1991, a little fun fact about, I think, was like this. She said Park Slope.
Yep.
So I grew up in that. And then it's like, 1991, it was a little, in the 80s, Park Slope was rough. Like, actually, in the 60s and 70s, it was rough, and then it got gentrified as heck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, a yuppie area now. So, like, it's funny that in 2009, like, it becomes, like, a war zone.
Yeah. We just put on my Hugh Hefner robe, and then we'll talk.
Why is that, like, really clean? I think it was like a goddamn, like, crack den.
Yeah. You might say it's hot, hot, hot.
They invented time travel, but they couldn't fix anything else.
Yeah.
Half of that, most of that is like real stuff already. Like, that's not like new.
Yeah. Yeah. The rich people want free drinks because like their bodies aren't contaminated by like the current. Like, whatever's going on.
Pollution?
Yeah.
Heard this company called Google. She looks exactly the same.
I think decorative cracks in the wall. Oh, it's like a giant stone thing.
It's like such stupid corporate art.
Also, you know, Japanese like dealing with Japanese companies like very cyberpunk.
I don't know what the trade war was.
Yeah.
Also, in the 18 years, it seemed like she really pulled it together. She became like a lawyer.
Super high executive at this company.
Yeah.
I love you.
Okay, he looks like he's out of Young Guns again.
And Buster Poindexter looks like he's like from like Albert Twist or something. Like he's like the.
Yeah, why is he dressed like a newsie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like Young Guns was only a few years before this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, Young Guns 2 was like 1990. And this is the same year as Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I just looked that up. I just found that too, which is like Mighty Ducks and Free Jack was the same year.
Yeah.
I went to see that in theaters.
Yeah.
Draw. Outdraw him. Go Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
What? He put his gun down. You have the gun out. The guy's just pointing the gun casually.
Yeah. Was it just a peanut butter jelly sandwich? Buster Poindexter!
He got killed because of, like, soup or whatever.
Yeah. So, are those cop guns, like, lethal or are they, like, non-lethal? Like, it's like, they're, like, lasers, but are they, like...
Are those deadly lasers or I don't...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's impressive that this like restaurant, this diner does his own butchering.
His own butcher, yeah.
I think they'd be fast if they run after him.
Probably. It's like that Boba Fett chase. Was it already running?
Yeah, it turned off. What?
Back to where, yep, just go back in there.
He's gonna run over his friend's body.
Yeah. Did they already clean up Buster Poindexter's body?
They made it into food. Wait, there's like a tracker on him?
I guess, or they put his face into like the central processor or whatever. Virus clean.
What does that mean?
I do appreciate the amount of like stupid future cars they made for this movie.
It's like Demolition Man style. Like I do like that too. It's impractical as shit. Look at this driver who, like, has no hood.
Yeah. Oh, it's Asian Johnson.
From Die Hard. Die Hard. Coach Bombay.
You know, probably not the best way to reconnect with like your old girlfriend is like creep in her bathroom.
Anyway, here comes like the G.I. Joe squad of like
yeah.
Every kind of ridiculous colored like military thing. This is a weird house. It looks more like a hotel.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like an apartment building or something, but like a fancy apartment building.
You just kick this door?
It's gonna blow the door. She's supposed to activate an alarm. Like, why are you blowing up her door?
What's with that look surprised?
All right, I got all the champagne they can drink.
So only like Brooklyn is a shit show. Like this part of Lower East Manhattan is like fine.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, they have, like, a champagne car.
Yep.
Okay, that scream. That's the third time I've heard that scream. It sounds like the scream you hear at, like, James Brown for I Feel Good.
Yeah. Does Alex know who Van Sendek is? He's like Mick Jagger's like acting like he knows who it is.
It seems like a kids show villain.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, your old buddy Van Sendek.
This is the first time they're like talking, right?
Yeah.
Also, like how for some reason his like computer could control that computer, like could pop up.
Yep.
I mean, this is a pretty cool stunt. Man, that guy could drive anything.
That's a superpower.
Wait, he knows his name?
Well, I mean, he did say it's a facade deck, so like, but now they're acting like they're like old like rifles, like.
Right. He like Mick Jagger looks so stilted. Like it just, he looks like he's just kind of like waiting for things to happen in those shots.
Yeah.
He's not really giving me, like, rage or, like, kind of joy. He's just like, his men are getting wiped off. Eh. Yeah, don't swim in the East River in New York. It's like so polluted and so gross.
Any year. 1991, alternate future 2009. Not a good idea.
Not at all. He should look like the dude from RoboCop. I got like doused in toxic waste with like his skin melting.
Yes. This is a weird tangent.
Yep. That gun doesn't work because it's like doused yeah. In rubber.
We eat humans tonight, boys.
what the hell is happening? Like, it's just like a whole tangent that is not needed.
Yeah.
So, guess what character's name this guy is?
No idea.
His name is called the Eagle Man. This is Frankie Faison.
Faison, yeah.
Faison, yeah. He was in the Hannibal Lecter series.
Yeah, it must have just been like, hey, Frankie Faison, just like improvise like nonsense for like 5 minutes.
I mean, Frankie Faison's got like a huge like career and just bit roles and stuff.
Yeah.
I also feel like he should have been introduced way earlier.
Yeah. And like Alex is like inspired by that like insanity. Just like, all right, I'm good. All right.
Gonna be the evil. I'm gonna be the eagle that like runs in there and then like does things.
Yeah.
Grabs that rat.
How does he know he's Furlong?
Why does this hobo like give him mystical powers? Like,
yeah,
inspired him. So here's a little like spoiler alert though. That driver guy is like this weird samurai bodyguard.
Mm-hmm. So of course, because it's like cyberpunk. So you have like a samurai, like cyber samurai. When was Giant Demonic? Because I feel like this is like the era of like the like kind of like schlocky like cyberpunk like.
Giant Demonic was like 1994?
95. So I guess this is like the first like wave of like cyberpunk.
Brand L. Bush. I feel like I've only seen this guy in like 4 movies. Oh, he retired in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he met his wife in this movie too. It's like in his like IMDb credit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his big things were obviously Die Hard and then he was Balrog in Street Fighter.
That and Forrest Gump, he was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Like, that's all he's really. Oh, he was also in Demolition Man. Anyway, I was inspired by a hobo man to do this. So she's like 50.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like, I'm gonna ballpark it that she's late 20s, early 30s.
In
18 years later, she's like 48.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely like there's just no attempt, like not even an attempt, like no white hairs, no like makeup, just like, eh.
See, that's why I thought it was 10 years, not like,
almost like 20.
20.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that. Like the people making this movie were like, this is going to be the new Blade Runner.
I feel that way, too. Like, they really want to build up the universe, but they didn't pay attention to the small details. I also realized the dude with the eye patch is also playing Deathstroke in Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's also one of the villains in Ozark. Mm-hmm. And apparently he's also the main villain in Mission Impossible 7 and 8.
Mm.
So there's like a Mission Impossible tie-in here. Man, future video games suck.
Oh, God. What the hell was, like, he had like one sip of that drink and he's like,
he just future booze.
Yeah.
He like threw a flashbang in this club and everyone's having a great time anyway.
Yeah.
Where'd he hide him in? Like a goddamn like Art Deco,
art
weird surrealist museum? Wow, this movie, like, everyone met their husbands or wives in this movie. The more I look at, like, the details about this. Renee Russo met her husband here.
Mm-hmm.
He was the screenwriter to this. Dan Gilroy.
It's definitely not me.
So how old is everyone? Like, are we going to establish this now?
Yeah.
Did the movie forget that aspect, like, to establish, like, age? I get it. Rene Russo looks awesome even now. Like, she's hot. But, I mean, in this movie, I just don't understand how... Is Alex, like, 18? Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, were there kids? She looks exactly the same in the beginning of the movie. She has, like, shorter hair.
Yeah. She's like, I'm a hideous old woman.
So she had, like, no other boyfriends or anyone in the 18 years? Sort of. There's no body.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's a time travel question. Did he originally have a body, and because they, in the future, they altered the loop so that he didn't have a body? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I think
in that accident. Was it linear?
Like, he was like, they physically pulled his body to the future.
So it always was going to be that way, then.
I don't know, I guess.
I mean, like, it's just, like, the one loop. So, like, it was always predestined for happening. You know, I also, Jesus. Like, realized that is Christopher Plummer's daughter. Mm-hmm. Amanda Plummer. I didn't know they were the same. They were related. I'm learning a lot about these actors and these movies during the paycheck. This becomes a comedy now. Then it becomes a weird comedy.
Like, Emilio's got his tactile neck on now, so.
I remember in the future, turtlenecks were going to be the thing. It wasn't. So he's got like a Captain America thing going on with the whole time difference, but not as tragic. That's not even a full sword he's got.
Yeah.
It's like the defense sword that like I'm like pronouncing this terribly, but it's like what samurais keep like close to them as like a like last ditch effort sword.
I guess this would be more awesome action-packed if the guns didn't look so lame. Like, if the laser weapons look cooler.
Pew, pew, pew!
Ooh, he's playing both sides.
Yeah. Although, I mean, he hired a gang of, like, just, like, random hobos against, like, Mick Jagger's, like, elite team. Like.
But they're not that elite because, like, the race car driver was able to break free.
Yeah.
How much ammo do they have? They've only like one clip each.
Yeah. It's the future. Is that really a killer blow? Like, he got shot in the shoulder, basically. Like,
he got shot in, like, the armpit. Like, yeah. Heck. There's no vital organ there.
Yeah.
Well, I think Boone's dead.
Well, it's like, why would he kill himself like, yeah, that wound didn't seem like they're. I feel like he could have survived that wound, especially.
If he could have like really, just like, ran away or something. He didn't like none that of that stuff mattered.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a killing blow or something. His armor has been like impossibly.
Yeah, it's way too bulky.
What, now it's bulletproof? Before it wasn't, like, in that, like, attack. It was just, like, whoever was wearing this died. Oh man, this is my favorite character, unnamed soldier guy. Wow, he stunned this dude to death. I like how you just put on just the helmet.
Yep.
Not the whole armor, not gloves.
I've got a dumb helmet too now, Vasantic.
Those are like helicopter helmets, right? Like that's the kind of things that you wear when you fly.
Mm-hmm. Or like a motorcycle helmet or something.
Oh no, Emilio has the motorcycle helmet.
Yeah.
I like how this Emilio vision, this like Alex for a long vision.
Yep.
He kind of looks like really bad Doom guy. Like terrible cosplay Doom guy.
Hello, Emilio.
Do you got moves like Jagger? And these hobos got terrible, like, tactical, like, approach.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 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 For your Oscar nomination, Mick Jagger, and Free Jack. Does he even know that name? Like, I don't.
I think like Rene Russo like mentioned it like once or something, but
he didn't even like meet the guy really. So he's just like, oh, okay, this name. Well, where do these guys come from?
Yeah.
See, I feel like Mick Jagger brings us, like, I feel like he's super underutilized.
Mm-hmm.
It's dramatic, but it's, like, dramatic in, like, such a PG way.
Alright. They just left their heavily armored Hummer just like or like armored vehicle just like laying around.
And then she's not even pissed that he shot at her. So, do you think that was the climax of the movie? Because there's still like a half an hour more of this movie going on.
Yeah.
Wow, they just really are skip a lot, and now they're just going right into here.
Yeah. Well, we have an hour-long escalator ride to get to the top of this building. So.
Just quietly, just let's just not talk and let everyone just watch us. Okay, so the movie's got like great set pieces, right? Like the world looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just want to spend more time in that like dingy world. Because like Demolition Man did like a good balance of both, but this is just like they didn't find that balance yet.
I still don't get what is this like? Is it like actually like the past, or is it just like someone like filmed this and like
someone ran out with a camera and filmed this girl's grief?
Yeah, and that's how they could suck Emilio to the future from like video footage.
Also, he died on his way back from Tokyo, or like Italy, or wherever he was. He's a vampire.
Man, that is a great fake Anthony Hopkins.
They couldn't put Anthony Hopkins actually in a casket?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyone that sits on a throne like weirdly like this villain, right? Like it's just super weird to have your own throne already.
Did the green screen elevator?
Two bullets. One bullet. Hundred floors up, but then you gotta walk 100 floors down?
I guess.
What a bad design to have like Tesla coils at the top. I feel like this would be cooler if it wasn't this, like, weird looking, like these, like, tunnel orbs. Like, it looks like the Jetsons, right?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Oh man, here we go.
Oh my God.
I feel like this is also a trend in like these like cyberpunk movies like Lawnmower Man or like Johnny Mnemonic, where it's like enter like the weird like virtual world.
Yeah. Wham, what a surprise that this is all VR. Oh!
God, I love that so much.
I actually thought, wasn't there a song like Welcome to My Mind or something?
I mean, it's Where Is My Mind by the Pixies.
But not Welcome to My Mind?
I mean, probably, but...
This is healthy love. Why is this happening the last, like, 10 minutes of the movie?
Yeah. What was, like... Like Mick Jagger looking at when I like it's like
I don't know, just like up
a wall, like this is like a year after Silence of the Lambs. Like,
wow.
And the option is like, all right, yeah, sure, I'll be in whatever this is. Like, and it was the same year as Bram Stoker's Dracula, too.
Wow, that kind of makes sense now. Now we do the mind melt. Can you just like not do it? Like he's not forced to do this, right? Like he's not.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a hologram that's telling him to do this.
Yeah. And if they just like wait, like whatever, like what is like Jonathan Banks say, an hour, like. Like, he'll be, like, erased.
Yeah. What the fuck?
The mind crystal.
You can't just, like, introduce, like, new weird meta science at the end. Like, it's just not enough time. Why does the hologram need to also touch the thing? Like, he's a program. Why does he need to touch the orbs?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, they're having like a South Park psychic battle.
like a mind fight?
Yeah.
Hey, remember this from the movie? They're having a fucking, like, clip show fight.
Be the eagle! Be the eagle!
Eat the mouse! Has he only been in the city for like a day?
Like, maybe two, I don't know.
He destroyed that, like, crystal power thing.
I love it. I love it. That was it. Just like six. Like.
6-9. Wow, she just accepted it.
Yep.
So they sat in silence for like at least a few minutes, like just driving around New York.
Mm-hmm. How many colors of like armored vehicles does Mick Jagger have? In red, and blue, and he's purple.
He likes variety.
Yeah. I'm such a scamp.
Wait, he just did this to like make a joke? Like all these resources and barricades?
Yeah. Rock and roll!
Why is that building say Brooklyn? Like, aren't they in Manhattan?
I thought they were, but...
And it, like, ends when, like, stuff is more interesting. I want to know more about that mind crystal.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of like questions about like the technology of can they just see like everything that happened? Can they like suck anyone from the past, or like is it just they have to have like footage of the past to like recreate it? Like
you gotta get like famous dead people. Like you gotta get noticeable like famous people to take their body over.
Yeah, I guess it has to be like a known death. So like you have to like know like it's like oh he like Alex Furlong blew up on this racetrack, so we can like grab him from like before he blows up.
Also looked up, Jerry Hall was in this movie. Jerry Hall was Mick Jagger's like long-term girlfriend who had like four children of his.
Mm-hmm.
She was the reporter in that shot. Like the more I look at this movie, like this like a bunch of friends made this movie.
Yeah, I still think it's weird that like there's no like actual Mick Jagger song on the soundtrack.
That is really weird, yeah.
Cause this is like the Scorpions.
I don't know who that is.
Like Rocky like a Hurricane Scorpions?
That's who this is?
Yeah.
I'm just really terrible at naming like hair metal bands.
I'm really shocked. You're right. This should have been a Mick Jagger song instead of like Scorpion.
Yeah, like you should have like Free Jack, like the On the Run. Or like a song like Bone Jacker or something. Like,
Between the Eyes.
Yeah.
Wow, that was all right. Free Jack.
That was, yes, that definitely was Free Jack. You know, it's not, I mean, it is terrible, but it's watchable, but like, it's definitely like feels like a kind of just like a knockoff of like, it's definitely trying to be like Blade Runner or like. Compared to like all the other like cyberpunk stuff, like dystopian cyberpunk stuff, it like definitely like, it's like does not like live up to like. It's definitely more in like the like giant demonic end of like the spectrum, and not like up in like the Blade Runner end of the spectrum.
Yeah, it feels like it tried so many ideas at once, but it didn't know which one it wanted to like hang out with.
Yeah, definitely could have like explained more of like how like the, cause they just like suck Emilio Estevez into the future, just like, all right, we're not gonna explain how it works. He's just here now. Like,
yeah, the time travel aspect seems like the harder part to do besides the mind transfer, mm-hmm. And they somehow got the mind transfer before they got like the time travel part. Like, what came first? It just seems weird that, like, in the future, they didn't have robots. It was, like, a robot-free environment.
Yeah, that seems like the simplest solution. Just, like, put your mind in, like, a robot, and then you're, like, you're immortal, basically. Which, it's also weird, like, yeah, there's no robots in this alternate 2009 future. Like, there's basically everything else except for like robots, because there's like you know, there's like weird cars, there's like laser guns, like they can transfer people from the past.
Yeah, it seems like they did a lot of unnecessary steps, and then it could be like solved. Like, I feel like he could use another body, but for some reason it had to be like the body of Rene Russo's boyfriend. Like,
yeah,
you know, like it just seems like, wow, this guy had all this money, but he really wanted just this one thing, and he like messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't pay off in the end. I get that's why, like, but logically this movie falls apart at times. And there's a lot of like weird dead zone parts of the movie.
Yeah, like the the whole like Eagle Man sequence. Like, what even was that? Like,
if that happened in the beginning, I think that'd have been fine. But it happens like so late in the movie,
mm-hmm. Like halfway through.
And then the whole hobo like army that shows up, like,
mm-hmm.
It's still not needed. I get why. Like, they needed, like, another villain. But then Jonathan Banks' like, sudden reveal where he was betraying everybody, and then his obvious bid for power, and then just sort of, like, he didn't really have a good plan.
Well, it's fun. Like, I feel like a lot of movies later on are inspired by this. It's just this happens to be the first one of its kind. Because it's like a time travel movie. It's a body swap movie. It's also like a fugitive type movie. A lot of things going on.
Yeah, it's trying to be a lot of things.
So, I would have preferred if it was like a question of the movie about the soul. Like, does it matter that it's like, you know, a human spirit or like a robot AI? I would like to see that, but that's like not addressed.
I would have liked more of like the like, because you only get like the briefest glimpse of it in like the like last like 10 minutes, but like just more like weird Anthony Hopkins like mind universe stuff, like just like. I guess they had to hide it because like that was like the quote unquote twist is like he was dead and like a hologram the entire time, but like
the thing is it's like an obvious twist if you see the trailer. The theatrical trailer like kind of does like spoil a shitload of things, and then they kind of like hide him enough where it becomes like a hint that he is like the mysterious benefactor, like the one kind of doing all this shit. So I don't understand why they would then do this big reveal and it's like not dramatic at all.
Yeah.
And then he just like unloads at the end about his reasoning and it is like the weakest like tension, because it's like, oh, I love you because like I can't have you. She's like, oh, okay. Like Rene Russo just kind of stands there and just like, ah, cool. Like, you know, she doesn't even react in a like, oh god, I didn't know I like you loved me, or kind of like, yeah, I didn't like you that way. Like, none of that comes through. So, I don't know. I can see why this was like a cult favorite and then like a revolution in sci-fi movies.
I mean, I don't know how much this inspired, because it was like it got like horrible reviews and like horrible box office. They didn't really like make it back, I don't think, but
yeah, I get why like the critical acclaim is makes sense. I we enjoy it for the schlock, but it definitely could have been better.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's Free Jack. Happy 30th anniversary to Free Jack. And we will be back next month with another commentary, so come back for that. Head to our regular slate for all the other stuff that we do. And so for Chris, I'm Zach, and we will see you next time. For more Everything Action, head to www.everythingaction.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at EVAction, on Facebook by searching for Everything Action, and follow us on Instagram at everything.action. You can also subscribe and get more episodes on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.